Penguin Audio presents Tried by War, Abraham Lincoln as Commander-in-Chief by James M. McPherson, read by George Goodell and directed by Matt Wilson.
Preface. Abraham Lincoln was the only president in American history whose entire administration was bounded by war. On the day he took office, the first document placed on his desk was a letter from Major Robert Anderson at Fort Sumter, informing him that the garrison there must be withdrawn or resupplied at the risk of war. Lincoln chose to take that risk. 4 years later, he was assassinated, 5 days after General Robert E. Lee surrendered at Appomattox, but while several Confederate armies were still in the field. During those 4 years, military matters required more of Lincoln's time and energy than anything else. He spent more time in the War Department telegraph office sending and receiving messages to and from his generals than anywhere else except the White House or his summer residence in the Soldiers' Home at the northern edge of Washington. The president rarely left Washington except to visit the Army of the Potomac at the front, which he did 11 times for a total of 42 days. Not only Lincoln's success or failure as president, but also the very survival of the United States depended on how he performed his duties as commander-in-chief. In the vast literature on our 16th president, however, the amount of attention devoted to his role as commander-in-chief is disproportionately far smaller than the actual percentage of time he spent on that task. On the 175th anniversary of Lincoln's birth in 1984, Gettysburg College hosted a